can't feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yay, here again we are in full throttle, I shall knew. Now that we went back to the classic, come and feel the noise, how about that?
Hey, there you go.
We are back in full strength. All the Avengers have avenged back here.
And the tunnel's back in use.
That's right, thank God.
It's thawed out now.
Yay. That's what I'm doing. There we go. We are here, the Sports Authority, John Sarver here, in Studio B. With the full team, the full slate, everybody's back on the bench right now, and we're so glad to see you. Welcome to the Sports Authorities here on CKWI Radio 76, where we are not bought and paid for by anybody. Al?
We're available, but nobody's offered yet.
No, we will not lower ourselves to be a cheap party gag for anybody. We can tell you how it is because nobody has lined their pockets yet. But on Thursdays, we're wide open. So, call us at 555. Call us at the Call Mark Studio. We do not have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA. So, sometimes the language could get a little bit raw. And if it does, rah, rah, rah. Let's see.
If you get offended.
That's right. We have the highest standards here. So, don't bug us.
That's right. We can tell you off at the highest standards.
There you go. And in capitals, if we so do like. But there's been a two-week moratorium on that. Is that everything?
We're authorities. We're not mere experts.
That's right.
These self-proclaimed experts, you know, you get tired of them after a while because they don't know what the hell they're talking about. But you come here and you hear the real information because when we talk about it, we're authorities.
And telling you, coming back from his 4 weeks straight over there trying to figure out what the NFL draft is, it's the super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hi, Ken. How you doing?
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there in tax filing land. Thank God it's over.
That's right. So did everybody get the money that they deserved?
Well, I don't know, but they got what they deserved all right.
No, we didn't. Jesus, God almighty.
Yeah, so, I couldn't believe it. I had two people fax me W-2s on filing day. And the IRS melted down, too.
Yeah,
he finally shut down.
How did that work out? I mean, so everybody got a freebie day, though, didn't they?
Yeah, but
so what?
You can't count on it. They announced it after 5 o'clock, so it's like...
So that worked.
It's like, great, so now, thanks a lot, we had to get everybody in, and now you give us an extra day. Great, guys.
You got everybody in, but it melted down, so they give you a free day, so how do you know if you had a free day?
You didn't until after the fact. So that's why I said the free day was bullshit. Didn't mean anything.
Nice going. And then next year, oh, you Trump voters, wait till you see your taxes. Especially if you make under, what, 1.3, 1.4?
And if you got a bunch of kids, those exemptions go bye-bye. You know? Hey, you get a higher standard deduction. Well, it depends how many kids you got, you know?
Open up your anal cavity kitties because your wallet's going to be flying up there because, and there's our little bit of, as much as you think this is going to be fun, remember the midterm elections, the people that gave you this really shitty tax thing. Anyways, not shitty whatsoever is our man about the ice, our sport director here at CKWR Radio 76, Mark Melichek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. Go Maple Leafs. One more win, go to the next round.
Loser.
No.
I'm sorry, wrong button.
No.
You suck.
There you go, better. Well, don't you worry about a thing. Come second round, we'll see our beloved Detroit Red Wings come back onto the ice.
Well, you know, here's the thing. You know, I get done with taxis, right? And I said, what do I want to do? I want to watch the Red Wings in the playoffs,
hell
right?
Yeah, sure.
So I'm dialing through it. Well, wait a minute, where the hell are they? Where in the hell are the Red Wings?
They're
so
waiting.
I went on my computer and I Googled it. I said, Judge Judy Red Wings. What the hell happened? And the story came up. And it said that Judge Judy was going to go ahead and declare them the President's Trophy undefeated winners of the regular season, get them into the playoffs.
Yep.
And she said, but you can't bring back Holland or Blashill. And they said, no, thanks. We're not accepting that. We're re-signing these guys. We're bringing them back because that's the right thing to do for Detroit.
Well, that's almost true. What really happened is that you get the President's Trophy, you got the Stanley Cup already. So that's why they're sitting back. They're just like laughing at these other people trying to skate around. La, la, la. Wait till you see the guys show up at Little Caesar Place, at one Little Caesar Place, Woodward Avenue, Detroit, Michigan, with the big guy with the white gloves. Here you go.
Well, I'll tell you, I am so excited about the fact that Ken Holland and Jeff Blashill are going to be back next year. Whee! I'm just so excited. I'm ready to go buy my season tickets now. Oh, my God. It's wonderful.
Wait a minute. Tax season is over. You have plenty of time on your hands. Go run down now.
Well, I was going to go down to Little Caesars, but I saw on TV they showed a picture of this giant cack in front of the box office, and nobody can get to it because this enormous cack is there.
It's Did I leave that there one, again?
A big red cack right in front of the box office. I said, I'll have to wait.
Is my face red? I lay down just for 10 minutes and people take pictures. Anyways.
all those deals are going to be giving out for those Red Wing tickets and Pistons tickets.
Yeah, but you see that they're actually going to have discussions to see if Stan is going to be around next year?
Who's going to discuss it? Gores isn't even going to show up.
He's going to be on the phone though.
Oh, okay.
Or he's going to do it by text message or something.
No, they're going to talk about this, and it's supposed to be this, you know, all encompassing kind of thing. But here's the story: Stan is still under contract. They did
for one more year.
They kind of broke even, and with the money that they're going to get from raising the palace and making it into a Dairy Queen. You know, he doesn't care. He does not care.
He doesn't. He really doesn't.
So as long as, I mean, he's got the Ford syndrome. As long as we're a little bit more than breaking even.
And the value of the team increases every year.
Yeah.
So he's in the black. He's fine.
Brilliant move, frankly. You know, I mean, you don't have to win. You just have to participate in the NBA. And then when it comes time to sell, you know, woo-wee. Then you're going to get, you know, the gentleman that owns the Cleveland Cavaliers. Huh. You know, I mean, at one time, that Yash was going to give up the Cavaliers and buy the Pistons. What a Yash move that would have been. Or, you would have had an interested owner. So that could have changed the team around. You know?
I mean, he's bought other properties and invested money in the city of Detroit.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, though. I don't necessarily want an involved owner. I want an owner that knows how to hire the right people. Okay? Bring people in, know what they're doing, keep out of their way, don't meddle too much. Okay? And, you know, you look at a guy like William Clay Ford. He was a meddler. Okay? He was involved in shit. And he kept screwing it up. So ownership involvement, you don't want too much of it.
He meddled, and then he backed off way too far. You know, he screwed up getting, like, Millen, and then he never meddled forever again. Well, it's like, dude, meddle.
It wasn't that he wasn't meddling. It's that he was, if you kiss his ass enough, then you're safe. Okay, because he ate that up. So you remember Wayne Fox?
Welcome to Washington,
Mr. Ford, Mr. Ford, you know.
Well, that's what they did, and the same thing with Millen. Millen would do the Mr. Ford thing on Saturday, on Monday, get on his jet, go back to Pennsylvania till Friday.
Yeah.
You know, and then come here. I mean, really, this guy he showed such disdain for you, for Matt Millen, for you idiot Lions fans. You know, that he didn't even stick around. He didn't even have a place. He never even moved his family here. Nothing. It's like, peace out. There's nothing I really have to do. You know, and really, you think about it. What does a GM have to do? Not much. You know, so you could go anywhere. And this guy just showed that he didn't even want to be around the city. I mean, the city that he's a GM or one of the major, I mean, perhaps one of the second most beloved, you know, franchise next to big-time professional wrestling. With Bobo Brazil, that's going to go down to the Cobo Arena with Baron Von Raschke.
And the mighty Igor.
That's right. With the midgets and girls, they'll all be on the card this week.
sponsor.
I mean, can you imagine? I mean, here's women throwing each other around, and the girls. You know, they were like, you know, with the midgets. It's like, who? What was it in the 60s? I'll have to ask my grandfather. You know, but why would people pay to watch midgets wrestle? What was the point? I mean, okay. They're not going to go flying off the top rope anytime soon, you know.
They might roll under the bottom rope.
Yeah, but what do you do? I mean, you can't do like a suplex. You know, you can't. There's not a lot of like leg holds you could do.
But you pick them up near a throw them, they could go quite a ways.
Yeah, they could. I mean, just like when they had like the midget bowling, you know, in the 90s and the 80s. You know, what a brilliant plan that was. Who thought of this? Let's take a human being and throw it down this alleyway and knock down pins. Okay, let's run with it. I mean, so much so that they had to, like, shut it down. Cities had to shut it down. You know, but it popped up all over the place. And it's like all these midgets are going, hey, oh, thanks a lot. You know?
Taking our fun away.
Yeah, we're going to get a business going here, you know? God, can you imagine? Who thought of that? Who started it? Who was, like, some big luck just saw some... You know, midgets, like, come here, whoosh.
Maybe Donald Trump thought it up. I don't know.
There you go. Yeah. Hey, yeah, then he wanted royalties.
They took the midgets away. Then he decided to elaborate on that and start throwing turkeys down the lanes.
Yeah.
You know, actual turkeys.
Frozen turkeys.
Frozen turkeys. Wow.
When? Where was this?
You never saw that?
In Toronto?
Now they do it with footballs.
Yeah, that's true. The trolling, or yeah.
Yeah.
That is kind of fun, though. Uh-huh. That's really challenging.
And then now they... Don't you see them taking the
password, don't you?
Pumpkins, and they do the pumpkin chucking contest.
Yeah, that's kind of fun, though.
You know, I mean, they always take something and elaborate on it a little bit and change it a little bit, and then they make a sport out of it.
Thank God for high college kids.
Yeah. You know,
who else would have such things?
You know, turkey bowling, and then now they got pumpkin chucking, and, you know, pretty soon they'll come up with something else.
Absolutely.
Okay, so now...
Now that we elaborated on that...
Has anybody watched the NFL draft thing? The Mach 2.0, 3.0, 3.1?
Oh, we're getting into one of them. I got to talk about this.
CBS has one...
These damn websites, sports websites, they've been running for 2 months now, mock NFL drafts. Mm-hmm. And they're saying, well, this team's going to trade their pick to over here. This is all bullshit. These self-proclaimed experts, again, they have no clue. They're making all of it up. It's all speculation. Mm-hmm. And who would waste 10 minutes reading any of this shit? It's terrible.
I think, you know, the funny thing is, and they keep, like, Kuiper keeps redefining 1.0, 1.2, 1.5, 1.2.5. You know, it's like, gives a damn. Listen, everybody is bullshitting on what they want.
Yeah.
Do you think Cleveland is really going to tell you that they're going to go after Chubb with the first round? They're hoping that somebody else is going to try to come up for that. You know, because Chubb is a beast. I mean, that guy is, first of all, change your name, you know. But everybody know it's a big time of deception.
Yeah.
Nobody tells you what they're really wanting to get.
Except for
the Lions.
Every once in a while, the first pick, they sign them ahead of time. Then you know. Other than that, you don't know.
Then it all fits into play. But how do they sign them before the draft?
Because they announce, since they have the number one pick, they can negotiate with them and sign them ahead of time.
No kidding.
Yeah, so they do that every once in a while, but it hasn't been done for a while now.
Right. Yeah, but see... If you're Cleveland, you got 1-4.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you can have the quarterback and the receiver and the running back. I mean, the quarterback or a running back. I mean, you could really go far here. A lot.
But they're Cleveland.
Yeah, they're Cleveland. So, look how kitty. So, I mean, everyone goes, well, Cleveland will change, you know, trade their 4 with San Francisco and go down and pick up 3 more picks in the second round. No, they won't. You have no clue, you know? I mean, it's just like these people who pick the Oscars. You have no clue.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, so many upsets. I mean, here's the same people they try to do, you know, the Sweet 64. All right, except for said, you know, you don't know. Because all it takes is one bonehead move from Denver and blows. And then all of a sudden people start dropping.
Absolutely.
You know? And then that throws everything. And so what happens if you get the picks right? You know, I mean, if you're Mel Kiper and you get the picks right, what do you get? I mean, is this a fantasy football thing?
But here's the thing. You know, if you watch the draft show, oh, this guy's falling. He isn't falling.
He is falling to you.
He is not picked yet because the teams haven't picked him.
Right.
But he isn't falling because there's no place he should have gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not your call, it's the team's.
But it's an NFL-ism to say, we're not going to pay this guy, you know?
So if some guy has, for example, if he has an arrest in the last week.
Oh, he's falling.
Okay, well, he's not falling.
He's going to
on draft day, he's not a first-round pick because he's in trouble. Okay? He didn't fall. Because you didn't have a draft last week. It's this week. Okay? So the idea he's falling is bullshit.
Yeah, but he can fall during the if you get a consensus of the guy with the arrest, it was a really terrible arrest, is for beating up women and snorting cocaine and all that stuff. Chances are good, unless you're Oakland, you're going to pass to this guy no matter how good he is. So your intention was that you're going to get him, you know, but it just happens that he's. I understand what you're saying about it. You didn't have anything, so how can you fall if you haven't got to the elevator yet?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
But they can say, okay, look, this guy is like
stumbling. He would have gone first round had he not gotten arrested.
Right, yeah.
But
that makes more sense.
He got arrested, so he's not a first-round pick.
Yeah.
He didn't fall out of the first round. He was not a first-round pick on draft day.
It's a matter of what you see. You know, the funny thing is...
But they're building these expectations is what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's all bullshit.
But what's the hype? I mean, everybody has one now. I mean, there's magazines out. There's websites just for this. But what do you get if you get 10 out of the top 30 right? Uh-huh. Do you win something? Do you have I know football better than anybody else kind of thing? I mean, what do you get?
And what happens if, you know, Miami has the 11th pick? So they pick a guy in the 11th pick, and 3 years later he's out of the league because he sucked.
Like Denver's picks.
Okay. That's not that unusual, guys.
The Lions do it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we've seen first-round picks wash out.
Amen, brother.
DeMarcus Russell, anyone?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, how many first-round? I mean, the place is littered with, like, mid-first-rounders that are gone. I give you Tomlinson from Detroit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What happened to that? Can't miss. See, that's what they're all hoping for, that all these idiots... I mean, Green Bay looks like they're in a really good place at 14.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why is it 1-14-14, by the way?
That's
it's first round.
First round, 14th pick. Round,
and 14th pick overall, right?
Yeah.
Which.
Well, okay, so that's 1-14. Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, that makes sense to me.
I had to look at it when I went to print it out. I'm looking, I'm going, what the hell's all these numbers?
Yeah, but I mean, that makes sense. I mean, I don't see any of these numbers deviate.
Well, I'll tell you the best position in the draft.
I only printed out the first round.
That's all you need.
The best position in the draft is right here. See this? Number 32, Philadelphia. Do you know why that's the best position in the draft?
They shouldn't have paid
them. Because they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, they don't have to prove anything to anybody else.
Yeah. If it's me, that's where I want to be. I want to be number 32 because I won the goddamn Super Bowl. And you know what? That's why the Lions are 20.
How did Indy...
And they could have been 15th if they wouldn't have tried to prove they're tough.
I'm trying to figure out
how... Yeah, by beating Green Bay in that last...
44-10.
Amazingly, they actually beat Green Bay the last game of the season.
Yeah, when it meant nothing.
Just didn't mean anything. That
screwed up that thing. Yeah. They would have been, what, 15? They would have been where
Arizona
is?
They would have jumped up 5 spots.
Yeah.
Shit, man, I would have felt a whole lot better getting your top 15th and depending if somebody not fell, but descended, down to you.
Let's not forget that Gosder Cheerless was a 15.
Yeah, but we could also...
The thing about being 15th, though, is if they decided they wanted to trade that pick, they could trade the 15th pick better than they can trade the 20th pick.
That is true.
True.
Yeah. But there's not a huge gap between 15 and 20 anyway.
This is not the world's strongest draft.
A lot of times, the guy you're going to take at 15 is still there at 20 anyway, depending on the needs of the teams ahead of you.
Not if you're drafting it, not a big difference. If you want to trade to get more picks in the draft, it's a bigger deal.
That's true.
Do you see this as a strong draft?
Not particularly.
I don't.
No.
I don't see a bunch of stars. I see, allegedly, out of the first 4 picks, 3 are supposed to be quarterbacks.
Uh-huh.
Okay, which pushes a lot of skill players down.
But do you know
quickly.
Why? Do you know why that's the case?
Because they suck.
Because every year the quarterbacks get pushed up early.
They always do.
They always
do. Because of the skill position.
Right, because it's a skill position, and they may not be that remarkable as quarterbacks.
No.
But you got to take the quarterback early, or you're not going to get them.
True that. I mean, and then again, you take a look at. You know, who desperately needs a quarterback is Green Bay. They won't get one. Nowhere near at 14. No. You know, I mean, here's your first three. Man, I'm telling you, Houston.
I mean, what happens in the draft is, you know, the first three or four picks generally quarterbacks. Then after that, you really don't see a quarterback drafted until late first round because all those in-betweeny guys, they all get pushed up to the top.
How did Houston give Cleveland their four? Who do they get? I mean, okay, so Cleveland gets Houston's fourth pick, or the number fourth pick around.
Uh-huh.
I don't even see him picking in the first. Are they picking in the first round?
No, I don't see it.
No.
So what the hell? What did they? Who did they draft? Who did they get out of Cleveland that Houston said, I will give you our first round draft pick? I can't think of it. I'm trying to think how Houston did this year, and I don't remember them being bar murderers.
They were very good.
New. How the hell did that happen?
Something to do with the Brock Osweiler deal or something.
Yeah, it
oh
might
my
be.
God.
Yeah, it might be.
Talk about a swindle. Well, maybe Cleveland does have some ideas. Now, if you're down to the 20th, they're looking at. We actually saw one. I think it was Bleacher Report that was talking that we'd get Chubb. Detroit would get Chubb at 20. Bad chance. I mean, if you do, then get the monster. But then they're talking about that other fellow with... He's got long arms and stuff. He's like Ziggy, but, you know, he's supposed to be a little more powerful. I don't want that. You know, thank you, no thank you. And I'm not sure. You know, it's like first great running back you see, get. Get the O-line guy in second round. You know, because I think Detroit's got a couple of picks in the second, don't they? They should have a buckle full this time.
They got six picks this year.
And they got seven rounds. Wait a minute.
Yes, they're a short one.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, either way, I mean, why isn't there all this fun for the baseball? Because guess who's got the number one pick for baseball this year?
Yeah.
So your Detroit Baseball Tigers. You know, so, I mean, can you imagine how awesome... Don't screw this up. You know, I mean, you got the number one baseball pick over the whole entire world. Don't screw this up. You know, don't go for some. I mean, don't do the total Illich move and go for somebody who has got raw potential, but he's 5 years away. You know, don't screw this up. You got every single AAA out there, you got every single college out there, you got all kinds of unsigned players, you got the number one draft pick. Do not screw this up. Don't trade it away. Don't go for the 17th pick because they're going to throw in a utility guy that hits 228 that's making $18 million for 15 years.
They have a whole bunch of them.
Do not screw this up. I mean, I'm telling you, I think for the first time ever, people are going to be paying attention to the baseball draft in Detroit. You know?
And don't go for the guy that throws the ball 118 and one half miles an hour.
Oh, my God.
Because it's going to last about 15 minutes.
Thank you, Zuma.
The name that's being kicked around right now is Casey Mize. He's a right-handed pitcher.
Oh, my God. Do we need a pitcher? Yes, we
20
do.
Years, 20 years old.
Okay.
Currently enjoying a dominant junior season for Auburn. 7-1 with a 2 ERA. Struck out 86 batters in 63 innings. Yep, that's 7 innings of start, with just 37 hits and 4 walks allowed.
Left-hander?
Right-hander.
Shit.
He has a 21.5 strikeout-to-walk ratio. So, that's kind of who they're looking at. He has a Let's see. He has a splitter. His best pitch is a splitter. High 80s offering he uses with abandon, especially against left-handed hitters. Described as devastating.
Uh-oh. I hate when they start using those big-ass words.
I mean, more than two syllables, I get lost.
Fastball's 93 to 95, topping out at 96. Above-average movement. Man's well.
Above-average movement, and you want to take that as your number one? I want excellent movement. I want a slider that drops off the table.
I think the big draw with him is the command.
Oh, shit. We can't do this. You can't have the number one pick overall and go with somebody that has any kind of, well...
And he's only a junior, so he still has one more year at Auburn.
Yeah, so you're not going to see him into the farm system to another 2 years, you know?
Unless
or,
he leaves Auburn.
Unless,
yeah, I was going to say...
I mean, a guy like him at 20, I mean, if he's what you think he is, he'll move fast through the system. I mean, they generally
that's if he signs.
Well, he'll start at AAA.
Yeah.
Because a guy that's an undergraduate doesn't have to sign.
A guy like him, I look at it and say, I think, you know, depending on his arm slot, but, you know, the violence of his motion is a concern. I haven't seen any tape on him yet as far as...
Who else are they looking at?
Well, they were looking at Brady Singer out of Florida. I'm looking at going, don't
that's what I thought. I thought there was a kid out of Florida.
Just don't do that one. I mean, his,
that's the guy that's got the weird.
Yeah. He's elbow trouble, you know.
And why are you looking at another pitcher? You know, why? You're not going to have a shortstop pretty damn soon. You know, your third baseman's okay. Your catcher, you could use an upgrade. Your second baseman seems like coming into his own.
Uh-huh.
First baseman, you're going to have Hicks there anyways, coming damn soon. Left fielder, name an outfielder that you feel comfortable with going for another 4 years.
Ooh.
Right.
Not there.
Is there any...
Nobody in the system.
Castellanos.
Maybe Daz Cameron, but we'll see.
All right. So are they still using... the former GM's philosophy and just draft arms?
I would think so, because Avila worked under Dombrowski for so many years.
Stop it. Boy, if you could find another Lance Parrish, that would cure a whole lot of ills a whole quickly fast. You know? Because you haven't had a catcher that could hit for Detroit
in years.
Yeah. Avila's first year, maybe?
Yep.
You know, McCann's not the answer.
No. He can't hit right-handers to save his life.
No, not at all. I mean, I don't know if you can make Jacoby Jones a catcher. I mean, everybody's getting so excited at the 35-5 Tigers this year. Oh, wait. Well, they're not exactly 35-5, no. But...
The 35-5 Red Sox.
I looked at the standings. They were 17-2, and I'm going, holy shit, they could do the 35-5, and why did they do lose the next two? It's like, oh, that's done.
Oh, did they? Oh, yeah, well, they got no hit in Oakland.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Chaminea.
Yep.
We got a story on
that,
don't we?
Yeah, we got a story on that.
Oh, he didn't pass the other guy up, did he? Okay.
A 3-0 victory. Mookie Betts drew a leadoff 6-pitch walk to open the first inning. That blew the perfect game. And from there, it was lights out.
Yeah, they said that there were a couple debatable calls.
Yes, there were.
The shortstop dropped a pop-up, and then Adam...
Benintendi.
Yeah, but...
Benintendi ran out of the baseline going out first base, and they said that that was a...
That was an out.
Debatable
an
call.
Out.
But other than that, he was lights out. He had, he had 10 strikeouts out of the outs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did... I mean, the ball did hit the guy's mitt.
The ball hit right... Out.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, they can't see that on radio, but right yes, it is. There you are. So that's an error, you know.
But
that's
the,
2 minutes
the,
for hooking.
But the him running out of the baseline. I mean, I didn't see the actual replay down the line. I saw the from the outfield, so I really couldn't tell. But
it's fine.
It's a judgment call.
I'll tell you. Here's another rant. I'm watching the Nationals Dodgers the other night. Okay, and it's 5-4 Dodgers. Bottom of the eighth. Dodgers are at bat. And Kenley Jansen's warming up in the bullpen. Now, Kenley Jansen has been a train wreck this year, okay?
One of the best relievers.
one of the relievers. He was the best reliever over the last couple of years.
Yep.
Just lights out. Just dominant. And he has shit the bed this year. He's blown several saves. Just
trade him to Detroit. We'll sign him.
So anyway, he's warming up
in the bullpen. Give him a raise.
He's warming up in the bullpen. And that's all ESPN wanted to deal with. There's Kenley Jansen. Look, he's throwing in the bullpen. See, we got the camera out there. He's throwing in the bullpen and talking about Kenley Jansen. And I'm sitting there going, what if the Dodgers hit a two-run homer here? Would you notice? I mean, ESPN can get annoying like that sometimes. It's like, come on, focus on the game a little bit here. Anyway, he comes out at top of the ninth, gives up two singles, and then shuts him down. So I was kind of Todd Jonesy-ish, but he got out of it.
I'm trying to think, God bless, because I really hate the... Who was the chick that was driving for NASCAR?
Danica Patrick?
Yeah. I mean, it's the Danica Patrick Award. Don't focus on what's going on here,
yeah,
or the good people. Right. Focus on this made-up media sensation.
Yep, yep.
You know, and that's, you know, there's everybody. Oh, look at that racing. They're trading paint 1 through 3. Wow, this is the tightest I've ever seen at Talladega. But first, let's go up close.
Let's see where Danica is in 38th place.
Spinning out in the infield.
There she is at the concession stand getting a hot dog.
Well, that's not a hot dog.
Oh.
Oops. I mean,
it's creakly.
He's working there at Talladega now in the off season.
Wow.
Creakly.
Boy, Creakly gets around.
God,
he's having a good year. Did you see that?
He's
dealing it.
Yeah, but he's out of gas. He's been out of gas for 3 years now. Trade him. Let's see what we can get from him. Okay, what did we get for him?
We still haven't seen any of the players we got from him.
He won't for a while. Well, Franklin Perez, he's got a lat strain now. It takes him out for a couple months. It's like, okay, great.
Yeah, hopefully he comes back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really, what Tommy John entrances are we going to find from these people?
But what we got was cap relief.
Yeah, and what did we spend it on? We're still right there. We can still afford the hot dog guy.
Well, we rolled it into the Victor Martinez final year. There
my
you go.
God, hurry the fuck up.
The
won't
V-Mart,
you?
The V-Mart payroll.
Payroll.
Watching him play, it's kind of like the old Monty Python skit about the dead parrot.
Yeah.
You know,
minister.
He's not dead. He's just sleeping.
Parrot. Yeah.
Oh, God. I mean, he's doing better than he was last year. Well, yeah. I mean, if you want to say better than last year, he was so bad last year.
I would almost put him in the Monty Python minister of silly walks, the way he runs the first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeesh, 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 thunk. Come on, more. I mean, it's a little more like Benny Hill. Slap the guy in the head.
Yeah. Remember, in spring training, everyone's excited because he's hitting home runs. How's he doing now?
He hit one.
Yeah, he hit one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to worry about him passing anyone on the base paths, too, if he hits a home run.
Here I come.
Right?
Oh, that's
take
for
a
sure.
While, you know?
Yeah.
You can come back, tag it first, and go back to the dugout, and then come back out, and then he's still with
the They'll be timing him by the minutes.
Yeah.
You know what I really like?
The bases.
I like the Detroit News trying to hype Jacoby Jones.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing well. Boy, he really is, you know, seeing the ball better this year. You played Kansas City.
And he is. He is doing better than last year. Again,
what's
standard?
Last year?
Last year was so terrible. Yeah, he looks like now he may be able to somewhat handle major league pitching.
If he can, he's a good feeler.
Yeah.
You could use him.
Fine. He might be a usable player. Yep. Mikey Matuk flamed out.
Whee!
Ooh,
did you see that?
That was nasty.
And then, I mean, like, right now he did. And it was like, well, we got to, you know, we'll send you down there, son. Learn your stroke again. We'll love to bring you back. He's a gamer, but he's 228 gamer.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was that, I don't even think he was hitting 228, was he?
Here? Like, yeah. 113, I think.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's terrible.
It was, yeah, it was.
I think he had, like, 3 hits.
He had no clue.
Yeah.
And they just gave, but then again, I mean, the poor sucker.
That's
is,
why Tampa gave up on him. I mean, he just had that one year where he, oh, it was horrible. He couldn't play him.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be an all-around, could play any position.
Yeah, but he gets into these funks where he gets lost at the plate.
I don't know. Yeah, but look at who your batting coach is.
Oh, yeah.
Legendary
okay.
Lloyd. He can bring anybody out.
Anthony Gosa's favorite coach, right?
Yeah. There you go. And how's his pitching days? Well, he's the guy pitching the hot dog up there. That's not crinkly. Hey, you. The funny thing, you know, to finish up, and I forgot to finish up about the NFL draft. It starts Thursday, right? Thursday night in prime time.
Yep.
And they only do one round.
And that round takes 3 hours because every team gets 15 minutes.
Yep.
Are you kidding? So what are they going to do? Have like bands in between now or something?
Yeah, Battle of the Bands and stuff.
No.
They're a sweet alley.
They're going to sit there and bullshit.
Right. They're going
to speculate. Oh, I think they're going to take this guy and they're going to take this guy.
They profile each pick for about 5 minutes.
And then they got to interview them.
Yeah, and then they talk about what the next pick's going to be and...
Oh, yeah.
They talk about the guy that New York took because they always talk about who New York took.
You know what's really relevant is if you subscribe to any one of the, you know, Sports Illustrated or whatever, when it comes time for your team, your phone is going to blow up. You know, bring, bring, ring, buzz, buzz, buzz. Then you'll know who you got.
Yeah.
Yay. And then you didn't waste a whole freaking day waiting going, did Chubb actually fall? You know?
Yeah.
Or not fall, but slightly descended? You know, I mean, are they going to try to make this thing more fan-friendly? Are they going to have, like, Aerosmith between songs? You know, are they going to... I mean, really, if you got prime time... I mean, it's just like you said here. It starts Thursday, ends Saturday.
Yep.
Right, they do.
Who the hell goes that long? I mean, 30 teams... I think other the Big Four have 30 teams or more, don't they? Nobody goes... 3 days,
No. But this is designed to be a big media event.
Yeah, I mean, they do have the most people on a team. I mean, between them and basketball, you can see why. But basketball only goes, what, 3 rounds?
Yeah.
2 rounds?
2 rounds.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
But that's all you need.
They hype the hell out of this, though. I mean,
Why do you think they have
the mock drafts?
And then they have the... When they send everybody to Indianapolis, you know,
The combine
and all, you know, they have everybody going over there and, oh, this guy jumped 1/4 inch higher than this guy.
He really tore it up there.
And this guy ran 1/4 faster than this guy. And, oh, my God, you know, really?
Yeah, and somehow, some way, this kid from UTEP is, like, just turned it on and just wowed everybody at the combine. But he blew all of his career. He had a lucky day.
Yeah.
You know? And so, no, his stock went up. What stock went up? You know, most teams, except for your Detroit Lions, already have who they want on index cards right now, 1 through 10. And they have contingency plans in case, you know, it's up to them to go, okay, we know that Green Bay will probably be going for an edge runner, and we know that blah, 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 blah. So we got a basic idea what people want.
Yeah.
You know, you seriously think that the folks in New York or the folks in Green Bay are looking at what Mel Kiper Jr. is forecasting? Do you think they really care?
Yeah,
you
think they have Mel on speed dial?
Yeah, they go, oh, Mel, we're in between some. We have no clue who to get. Who should we get?
You know? Because you've looked at these players a lot harder than we have.
Yeah.
and you're the expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, guess what? NFL teams have scouting departments.
Yeah.
It's crazy, but they do. You know, and so they've already been scouting this year, and by the time that probably January hit and done, they had a pretty good idea where they're going.
Unless you're Matt Mill, in which case you're just throwing darts at the board.
Yeah, you're listening to ESPN going, who should I take?
Yeah.
They said to take. Okay, thanks.
No, Mel was on his speed dial.
No, not even Mel told him to take a Lama Francis. No.
No, he did. He goes, watch this. I'm going to call Matt.
Yeah.
Millen's going to fall for this one. Hey, Matt, this one I think you should take. Honest to God. I can't even get straight face. Honest to God, you should take this guy. First round. Okay. Al, is that you? Yup.
Yup.
What you doing there in the NFL draft? Yup.
Yup.
You know, there is something that there is. Did you see? I think it was Detroit News today. They were having. If you really like baseball in the state of Michigan, here's all the minor leagues. You know, from the Whitecaps and Lugnuts and whatnot, and 2/4. all the way down to AAA. Oh. So everybody around here, I mean, the folks in Midland, the folks in Lansing, the folks in Erie or whatever that is, not Erie.
The one in Grand Rapids.
The one in Grand Rapids, even Jimmy John's. You know who has the most expensive ticket of all those fucks? Jimmy John's.
Really?
Yeah. Jimmy John, dig this. Jimmy John has a $35 ticket, a seat, for $35 for watching baseball that's just slightly below Macomb Community College that you can see for free. Yeah. Now, $70 gets two of you into the real deal. You can go to Tiger Stadium and get two $35 tickets, which are fairly decent.
And watch AAA baseball.
Yeah, well, you can watch the other team come in, you know.
And watch one pro
see
team.
How they play, yeah. And then you guys. I am trying to think how. Oh, I take it back. I think it was Midland that had a $36 ticket. But that came with all you could eat, all you could drink.
Oh, okay.
You know, beverage-wise. But our fine friends over there at Jimmy John Field is going to have 10, count them, 10 games on TV this year. May 11th, they're going to have one. But you have to get ESPN 3. Who gets ESPN 3?
Think nobody, hard. Because they show stuff like Jimmy John Field.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Who wants that?
Oh, there you go. Now we got to pay for another channel.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I don't know if we get ESPN 3.
I was thinking around, I've never even heard of 3, you know?
ESPN 2, we got ESPN. I'll have to check.
Okay. I mean, coming live to you from Jimmy John's. You're looking live at Jimmy John's Field. Big deal. The cool thing about Jimmy John's Field is free parking. Downtown Utica, kind of cool, you know? Mm-hmm. 10 minutes away from home, you could walk, you know.
Or park at Walmart and walk.
Why, they got a shuttle?
No, but you can still
walk. That would be funny as hell, that would be.
But I don't know how much parking is there by Jimmy John Field.
Did you see that thing, that Wild Woody's there that's on, it went belly up already. What the hell?
It went belly up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it was like, how did you guys, because they had a natural shuttle that should have went to Jimmy John's Field and came back. But you notice there's no shuttles. Nobody is smart enough to have a bus to go to Jimmy John's, you know, because parking is easy. I mean, over at Jimmy John Field, it really is. I mean, you only got, like, what, 2,500 people there or something? You know, I mean, really, guys, who would pay $35 a head to see the East Side Hoppers, you know, play the Utica Unicorns? You know, they go, well, you know, 20 guys signed major league contracts from this league. You're a four-team league. Jimmy John's Field is the only stadium ever that you pay for that when you go in, you don't give a damn who wins. You don't care who loses. Because a four-league team, considering they're all from that same place, does not... There's no rivalry. No. What's the rivalry? You know, you just made up these names for these things, and actually you gave them to little kiddies to make it up, because really, who wants to
And they all play in the same stadium, so
that's what I'm saying.
Like, home team. Yeah,
and the owner controls those teams. Yeah. You know, you didn't market those teams to be like the Birmingham Beavers as being the bad guys. Ooh. You don't know any of these guys. There's no way to get stats on these guys. You know, so how do you get... The only reason why you go there is just to watch, literally, watch baseball. They don't do... I mean, for the time that we were there and stuff like that, they don't really do a whole lot between innings. You know, they got, like, some dance people, or they do YMCA or whatever crap. I mean, for what baseball could have been... You know, go get another team to come in. That's what makes... Why do you think the Yankees are premium tickets, which means gouge, at Co-America? Because they come in. You might not like New York, the city itself, you know? I mean, bring a team in that's literally from West Bloomfield, you know? Make them wear Yankee pinstripes. Make them be the rich people, you know, and have the East Side Hoppers, Like, you know, the
against
big
the
dirt balls.
West Bloomfield bitches.
Yeah, really. Betting for the bitches. Number 34, you know. I mean, they don't even have that. I mean, it's like, allegedly, it says it's doing very well. Because you're safe, you know. But bring in some kind of make me go, oh, look who's playing at Jimmy John's Field today. Let's go. As opposed to, I don't care who wins. Why would I buy your merchandise, you know, if we don't have any affiliation to any of these teams?
Yeah.
You know, make people bad guys. That's what makes WWE. I mean, look at WrestleMania. Places jam-packed. And these tickets are not $5 each. Because there's good guys and there's bad guys. And same thing that comes with baseball.
Yeah.
There or even football too. There's the teams you just go, oh, I hope our team beats them, you know. And then there's some that you go to admire what they've got, or you go see the freak show when California comes into town if that guy's still cranking, you know.
Yep.
But once he gets warm weather, that's it. He won't be any good. Thank God, because that's when the Detroit team's going to turn on.
That's right.
But you do feel bad for those guys. I mean, if you got to play with a hat and one of those ninja masks on because it's too fucking cold.
Oh, yeah. It's terrible. I mean, you look at what the Cubs have been through. It's like, geez, no wonder you guys aren't hitting.
Yeah, but then they seem to turn it on at the end.
Yeah.
You know, and it's because, yeah, you're if you ever hit a piece of wood in the middle of winter, it hurts.
Yeah.
I don't think you're really going to go for the fences.
And the ball does not move.
Oh, no, it stays right here.
There's no, yeah. I mean, yeah, in the summer, the air thins out a bit, and the ball travels further. But now?
Right.
Ugh.
Yeah, and especially them foreigners that are on your team. Huh. You know, they're not used to cold, so that's why they don't hit, because they're lazy.
Because science.
It is so. It's just natural evolution.
That's right.
There you go.
Those people that are used to that warm weather,
yep,
just can't hit in the cold.
That's right. They don't ever want to be up here.
That's right.
You know, but they come up here because that's where the jobs are. So they come up here, and then they pick the corn, and then they go back, you know? It's so fun to be up with the Hill folks, you know, Monday through Friday, because they got a different slant on the world. And they're always, like, always right about it. Well, that's the reason why. You know, it's like, okay, all right, somehow. So how did they go 35-5? How many South American players were on the 84 team?
Wow, we'd have to pull up the roster.
Yeah.
But right. I bet you the weather was good.
Rod Allen? No, see, well, there you go. Because they can hit in cold weather.
They can, yeah.
Well, that's why you've never seen 35-5 again, because Detroit got all these South African or South American people, and they don't know how to hit in the cold. They've never even seen a jacket, and
see,
that's the reason why.
There wasn't global warming back then.
There you go. So it was warm all the time. So you could hit like crazy, you know, and you didn't have foreigners taking good American jobs.
There we go. We've told. See, it came from the authorities. Now you
there
get.
You
now
go.
You know.
Yeah, we got to give this guy a name or something, like Bubba or something.
See, we're just not authorities on sports. We're authorities on weather too,
and on human beings, because
human
it's,
beings.
That's right. It's easy to figure them out.
See, and the reason why the Major League Baseball is so far behind on games is because of. They should listen to us and not start playing baseball in March.
Would you say that Houston has less Southern American players, South American players, than we do?
Houston? I'm just trying to think who they have on the roster. Marwin Gonzalez and Altuve.
Don't think too hard. They only have like three.
Yeah.
See? And that's why they're in first place.
Yeah, but they play in a dome too.
Well, they play where it's they play where it's warm. See? Them Whoop. South American hitters hit where it's warm, and they're warm, and that's why they're doing so well. You know? And that's why the folks in Detroit, aren't doing so well, the South American players, because it's cold.
Yeah, but then the Major League Baseball decided when they started the season, they decided to have Houston play Texas at the beginning of the year. Why didn't they send Houston up to Detroit?
Well, I'll tell you, but the other thing is, too, not only has the weather been terrible, but it's hard to say that there are any great teams out there right now either. I mean, you got Boston and, you know, Houston.
Boston is a story, but they're a flair.
But most of these teams suck.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of the divisions are pretty close.
Yeah. You look at the Tigers. Tigers are what, 3 games out?
3 games out.
I looked at this standings.
Cleveland's 12-8.
The Tigers have scored about 90, I think like 95 runs, somewhere in the mid-90s this year. The other four teams in their division were all in the 60s.
Yeah, but how many runs did the bullpen give up?
Well, they're actually in a positive.
120.
No, they're actually positive on the run differential by a couple of runs. The only other team in the division that was positive, I think, was Cleveland.
Then why aren't they?
But the other team, all the other teams in the division can't hit. I saw about a week ago, Cleveland's batting average, team batting average, is about 160. They got great pitching, but they aren't hitting at all.
Because it's cold.
Yeah.
Because they have South American hitters, which makes it chilly on them.
Like Jason Kipnis, right?
There you go. I mean, you can't get them any more Southern American than them. There you are. Do we even want to talk about the NBA?
I don't know.
I don't.
You don't want to talk about the...
Oh, no, I don't mind. But, I mean, what's there to talk about? I mean, I'm impressed that Indiana is taking it to Cleveland. You know, in four games, the cool thing about the NBA this year is last year everybody said Cleveland Warriors is already already got it.
That was me.
Okay. You know,
I was looking for the Pistons too, and I didn't see them in there either.
Well, they're coming.
Yeah.
Egad. We haven't did this in a long time. You have to.
By the time Stan gets anywhere, it'll be next year.
If he gets anywhere at all.
That's unless Ghost decides to can him.
No,
I doubt it.
He'll only can him for one job, and I think he'll can him for being the GM.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, because he's got a pal already that wants to be the GM, so can't be that hard. You know, you just find some washed up over the hill player, give him $135 million, and handcuff you for years, and sign him. Next.
Yeah. Stan will be around for in one position or another.
Yeah, bending over. There's Stan. All right. Do we have to go? I assume we should have to go there. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the only playoff game that matters tomorrow, kiddies, when you're going to see Minnesota play, who?
Minnesota.
All right. Let's just say this right now. If your team gets more power plays than a team that's, like, winning, and if your other team is winning by 3 points or more, the other team is allowed to have at least 2 power plays per period without throwing something through the TV. So say my team is up 4-1. I can afford to give up some bad penalties, 2 per period.
So your team is what team?
Oh, I'm just saying in general NHL playoffs. So would you rather be up 4-1, or would you rather be down 4-1 and get 2 power plays per period?
I'd rather be up 4-1.
There you go. So if said team seems to be up again this tomorrow, then if the other team gets power plays, yay. No big deal. You're still up. And therefore, we don't have to have the nurse with the thing for your wrist to see where the blood pressure is running. Well, they got a power play out there. With yeah, because they went elbows up on a guy. They're going to be fair and equal tomorrow. They're going to be the best officiating team you will ever see. And you are still under the no capital moratorium for another 7 days.
Have I been? I have. I've been a good boy. I have been a good boy.
Yeah, but, because they've come back.
But I have to say,
I wind up the pitch.
The last three games, well, for the most part, the last three games have been officiated very well.
And who won the last three games?
Boston's won one, and Toronto's won the last two.
Funny how that worked out. See? Huh. When your team wins,
great officiating. Fine. Yeah.
But tomorrow, kids, 7 o'clock, 7:30?
7:30.
There is no reason for you to do anything else in your life tomorrow at 7:30. You know, wake the kids, call the neighbors, have everybody in. Mark's barbecuing tomorrow.
Okay.
With your free W-2 forms. With the money you got back on your tax thing.
I'm lighting my grill with your W-2 forms.
It's going to be a busy night tomorrow. Wow. This place is going to be hopping tomorrow night. All right, so hopefully, and it's going to be in Boston, right?
In Boston.
And now where those crazy Toronto fans drive on the sidewalk. What the fuck's that?
Oh, that was...
That's weird. Did you see the real reason why he did that, or the alleged reason why he did that?
No, what was that?
Strange shit. It's all about guys who are mad at women because they're not getting any, and it's called incel. It's involuntary celibacy. So they're called, evidently, there's like this little group. So as opposed to be calling nerds and all that stuff like this.
So in other words, he's single by choice, but not his choice.
Amen, brother. And so why not just run a van and mow people over? Okay. You know, what a dumbass move. And the cool thing is, and the best thing is, that somebody didn't take him out. Or he didn't kill himself,
yeah.
Which normally happens after these dumb things. You know, these awful things. Not dumb things. You know, so, yay, go Toronto. You know, but I mean, Toronto seemed like they were fired up to play. You know, it's like, thank God it wasn't them.
It was the first game that the team that scored the first goal didn't win the game.
There you go.
Because Boston got the first goal, but Toronto scored the next three.
Who does Toronto play in the next round?
The winner plays Mr. Iserman's team.
Oh, really? Okay, there's a big loss. Wow. All right, talking about not a big loss. Ken Pocket, in 1 minute, what didn't we talk about?
What didn't we talk about? I think we talked about everything tonight, didn't we?
Because we're a full-service program.
Well, you know what? They're talking about a NFL summit coming up. They're going to try to put together in New York at NFL headquarters. They're going to focus on safety, player safety.
Still?
Including a focus on the future of the kickoff. Number of diagnosed concussions in the NFL last season has the league considering the future of the kickoff. Well, I think if they really want to protect player safety, what they should do is they should make these players are going to beat the shit out of their girlfriend, make them wear gloves so they don't hurt their hands.
You know what they should do for 1 year? Bring back leather helmets.
There you go.
Then you'll pack the stadiums because they want to see concussions in real time. Jeez, they were like, that's the football, that's old time, that's what we're all about. None of this Nancy Pants kind of stuff, you know, where you can't rush to the... Blah, 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 blah.
You know what, if you're wearing a leather helmet, you're probably not going to be spearing somebody with it.
Yeah, true that. Yeah, but I mean, give me back those old uniforms and stuff with hardly any shoulder pads and that's it, you know. Cleats that are real steel, you know. Mark Milicek are
steel cleats.
Hell yeah, man, and sharpened too from the...
Ty Cobb era. There you go.
The Ty Cobb spring line this year.
Yeah, there you go.
Mark Milicek, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
Thanks. Already?
No. All right. 42 seconds.
The era of Moe is gone from Michigan basketball.
Moe had to go.
He decided he's going to...
So there ain't no mo, is there?
No mo. Yeah, he's leaving to go to the NBA, and Michigan basketball will have to play without him.
Wow. So
that'll be the end of...
First rounder?
They're talking late first round, maybe early second round.
Good luck to him. But good luck to you, as you can go to our podcast, which is Podbean, at Podbean, PODBEAN, and just click on CKIW and go right on down there to the Sports Authorities, and you can take us anywhere with you and recap today's favility. And if you can find out, you know, where we said you could find Crinkly, you can win a brand new tax form.
Is that like Where's Waldo?
That's true. Talk about Where's Waldo. For the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milchek, John Sarver says, we will see you next week on the Sports Authorities. Goodbye!
Bye!